Welcome to the Future of Medicine podcast, where we believe that feeling great and living a long time is possible and that your healthcare should help you get there. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Wenzel. My hope is simple, that this show will help you along your journey to becoming the healthiest, strongest, and most powerful version of you possible. Now, let's jump into the show. Hey, everybody, before we jump into Fasting 2.0 with Zane Griggs, I wanted to just give you a brief overview of this episode. Of course, Zane and I could talk about this topic forever, probably every single day of our life, because not only is it real for us and we see the impact that it's had in our own lives, but we see it with our private clients. No matter what your goals are, no matter where you are, I think the big take-home point in this episode is not to be afraid of it. Don't get overwhelmed. Fasting is both powerful and simplistic, all woven into one strategy. And we are going to walk through some of the common questions that we got on our first episode and really address some of the finer details, but also really put a bow on the whole concept of what this means for you and how to just take that first step and let this be a living, breathing thing and make it your own. Hope you enjoy the episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's show. I am super excited to have a return guest, Zane Griggs, to help us go a little bit deeper with intermittent fasting. If you haven't already listened to our first episode on intermittent fasting, I encourage you to spend some time consuming that. We are basically going to be jumping off from where we left off there with a little bit of kind of a recap, but this is really meant to be an intermittent fasting 2.0. Zane, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So I've done a fair number of these podcasts, and far and away, the most popular episode that I have ever done was the episode I did with you on intermittent fasting being potentially your secret weapon.
That's great.
Selfishly, I'm super pumped because there isn't a topic in all of health that I'm more fascinated with than fasting right now. And it seems to be that I'm not alone, that a lot of people are interested in this topic, curious, they're hearing about it. And when it comes up in my conversations clinically, it's immediately like the gateway is just open and people are very curious, and I've been able to kind of forward that episode to many, many, many people. And the feedback I'm getting is like, it was great.
Awesome.
So thank you for that.
I was happy to do it. It was fun.
Well, we're both geeks and we love the topic. So
yes, self-proclaimed. Yes.
I think today really what I would like to do is for those who know that they're interested in this topic, but want to go both deeper and more practical, mm-hmm. because we're ready to kind of do it. I think that's what this episode is really all about. Some of the most common feedback I was getting on the first episode, I think first and foremost, it's a topic people care about. And because people care about it, I care about it. It just happens to be a topic that I also deeply care about. Mm-hmm. The most common question I get is around kind of the rules of engagement, like sure. Practically, what does it look like? Do certain things count? Do certain things not count? I won't say overwhelm, but maybe like there's a smidge of early stage overwhelm that starts to set in, mm-hmm. with some of these questions, because especially in my world with the people that I take care of,